Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies with warm temperatures across major cities. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem remain sunny, while in Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the afternoon sun. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, 7 people were reportedly killed in strikes on Lebanon. The IDF confirms it targeted Hezbollah sites after an attack on troops. Also, I-24 News reports that the IDF struck Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon following an incident involving soldiers. Also this hour, Ynet reports that a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attack has died from injuries sustained in a July airstrike. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights a new Saudi-led Sunni bloc, posing fresh challenges for Israel. This follows the Mecca Pact involving Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. And finally, Walla notes a shift in South America's political landscape as Colombia recognizes Israel's sovereignty in the Golan, offering a new diplomatic opportunity. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News English noted 50 minutes ago that the IDF confirmed strikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon overnight, following troop incidents. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Wawea, an IDF spokesperson, posted just 25 minutes ago that the airstrikes were a response to Hezbollah's breach of an agreement and an attack on Israeli forces. IRIS, an observer of regional military activities, shared 2 hours ago that Hezbollah attacked IDF troops in the Ali Tahrir Ridge area, prompting an IDF response targeting Hezbollah sites in Nabatia and Ansar. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, 7 fatalities have been confirmed following IDF strikes in Lebanon. The IDF targeted Hezbollah positions after an attack on Israeli troops, though specifics about Hezbollah's initial attack were not disclosed. These tensions underscore the fragile security situation in the region, raising concerns about further escalation. Turning to the I-24 news story, the IDF's recent strikes in southern Lebanon targeted Hezbollah infrastructure. This action follows an earlier incident involving Israeli troops, marking a continuation of hostilities along the Lebanon-Israel border. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that the Hamas commander, Mohammed Mushtaha, has succumbed to injuries from a July airstrike. Mushtaha was a key figure in the October 7th attack and hostage taking. His death is a significant development in the ongoing conflict, affecting the dynamics within Hamas and its operations in Gaza. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post discusses the formation of a Saudi-led Sunni bloc through the Mecca Pact. This new alliance includes Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan, which could shift the geopolitical landscape and present new diplomatic challenges for Israel. The rhetoric of the alliance suggests a strategic realignment in the region. Finally, Walla highlights a diplomatic shift in South America. Colombia's recognition of Israel's sovereignty in the Golan marks a new phase in bilateral relations, offering fresh opportunities for Israel in a region historically marked by political tensions and boycotts. Turning to business and markets. First, Kotek reports that Anthropic is considering a major acquisition in Israel, potentially valued at $6 billion. This move would significantly expand the AI company's footprint in the region. Separately, Walla Business highlights the opening of the Galilee Conference 2026. The event focuses on restoring security and addressing challenges in Israel's north, bringing together leaders from various sectors. And finally, Globes delves into NextVision's financial performance. Despite impressive results, the UAV camera company's share price has dropped, prompting questions about the implications of narrowing gross margins. Ending. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.